hear you talking. Now that car trailer of mine won't carry but about I think it's either 6 or 7,000 pounds. That tank is going to weigh 10.
You think it won't weigh that much? I doubt it. It might.
Bill, that car's going to weigh somewhere just short of about 5,000.
That's what I was figuring. Daddy had an old Lincoln that was 5,200, and it was every bit as big as this.
We can work something out. Before you took it out, we just need to make sure that we get the axle serviced and all that greased up, and make sure all the bearings are good. So, you know, because you're talking about taking it over to Somerset, aren't you?
Yeah, that'd be a pretty good trip.
Make sure the trailer's good and serviced up before you take it over there. Well, this radio's doing great.
End of 11 down here. Coming into Pumpkin Town. I'm gonna go ahead and sign with you guys. I'm not far and I'm getting sleepy. So I'm gonna concentrate on getting home and then get to bed. Phil, so good to hear you and good luck with that car. I'm real happy for you. Hope to see it one day. Steve, good to hear you too. You have a good day. N4ZLK.
Take it easy, Shane. Just be safe getting on home, buddy. And, who knows? Maybe we'll round Phil up for a local. You know, maybe he'll come to one of the local car shows and we'll get to feast our eyes upon this thing. All right. Take it easy. 73. So, Phil, really, are you serious? That's all that's left? You've got the car running and moving with its own fuel tank?
Put it in gear. It runs great, but it just wouldn't be safe to put it in gear. You know, it might move a little bit. So, no, I have not driven the thing at all.
Oh, I was just thinking maybe, you know, the temptation to just see if it was going to back up and move forward. You know what I mean?
Make lines in it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Well, when are you going to get the brake lines in?
Actually, clean some stuff out. You couldn't. There's as much a pile of junk behind this car as there is the car. So I got to spend a couple of days getting all that out of the way so I can have a guy with a roll-up truck take it over. There's a guy in Spartanburg that owns a import supply. And he's restoring a GTO that's about 1 year different from this. So he kind of fell in love with my car, and I said, I know you don't do restorations, but will you put in my brake lines? And he said, I'd love to. So he's waiting on the car to finish it up.
About that, so is he going to bleed them out and get that new master cylinder and the wheel cylinders all checked out and the brakes working good?
Oh, yes, sir, and all that's brand new throughout. Even the little cylinders, you know, little brake cylinders, all that's brand new because they were rusted and corroded. It was a mess, so it's done right, and I got a stack of receipts about 3/4 of an inch high to prove what's been done to it. That'd be valuable, too, if I ever sold it, which I don't have plans to.
Now, you're right. Yeah, keep all the records on what's been done to it. But, now, let me ask you this. Did you go to that dual-port brake master cylinder?
Dual cylinder, master cylinder. I had to have a shaft manufactured for it, threaded and the right length to put that in there. That was the biggest challenge of the whole thing. But I've got a brand new master cylinder, new brakes, new hoses, everything. It's just completely new. But, that will make it not original, but I wanted the safety factor, so it's done, and I don't regret it.
You did the right thing going to a dual port. And let me just tell you, some of the insurance companies on these classic cars, you'll pay a whole lot more if you don't go to a dual port. If you've got a single port, that's all the brake you got is on that one outlet. And they'll raise your, you know, they don't tell you, but they'll raise your rate about $100 a year just for that. And a lot of them are starting to ask about that.
I bring that up.
Did you find a classic car insurance for it?
No, I got to do that before I move it as well. I'm going to do that this week. I just got my taxes done Saturday. We met with the accountant, and I met with Daddy's accountant, and I still have a few pieces of paper to get, but I've just been back to the wall with probate and all that stuff. I'm about to see the light of day, and I'm surprised I've gotten this far with the car. I've had so much else to do.
That's been a burden on you. Well, hey, let me tell you this before we go. You know all those medical problems I had with the clots?
Yep.
Started down that same road last night. Got him all straightened up, and they let him go home. But I'm telling you what, they're going to start the business of drawing blood and seeing if they can find a reason for all of it. They never did find a cause and effect for mine, so I hope they actually find a cause for his. So, anyhow, I was up a good bit of the night thinking I'd have to go to Atlanta today.
We'll keep you in our prayers. For sure, keep me informed. Well, switching subjects a little bit, Patrick's getting me interested in DMR. Who knew?
I've got that 2-meter 440 DMR Anytone ready to go for you. 250.
Looking at the Anytone stuff. But I guess with DMR, if you're going to have a hotspot, you don't need a high-power radio. You could do it with the walkie, couldn't you?
But with the 578 that I'm talking about, all you got to do is just hit the repeater. Hit a DMR repeater. And from what I understand, there's plenty of those around. So that way you'd have 2-meter 440 and DMR in your car.
2-meter and 440 now. But I like having a walkie-talkie to have out at the shop and in the house and moving around, so that kind of appeals to me. But we'll see. I'm still learning about it. He explained some things to me yesterday about it. But I like to, when I like to hear somebody, I like to hear somebody in their times. There's just nobody on 2 meters or 440, because I scan about 60 channels, and unless it's the nighttime, you can't hardly hear anybody when you're driving around, so DMR might be what I want.
Yeah, I know what you mean, and now let me tell you this. You know, that I had a Anytone 878 handheld. And that was that handheld that I used for a pretty good while. I sold it to Daniel, DTI, or DTY. And that's a really, really, really good little handheld. Should have picked it up.
Terminator. Was it the Terminator, the Anytone model?
It was a D878 UV3 Plus.
Well, I'm just about where I'm going here at the office. We'll get me some breakfast here first. Man, they serve a great breakfast every day, but Tuesday and Thursday they got this bacon and all kind of stuff. been kind of wanting it this morning, so I thought I'd just go by the dining hall first. But make some money today. I guess you're out on a call, aren't you?
It was yesterday, but today I'm going up to have my cousin make a repair on my air conditioning. He's an ASC certified mechanic, and the long and the short of it, he's going to save me about $450. So, anyhow, I'm going up to lose about $800 instead of making $800.
Sounds like you're still going to save some money. I'm at 11 and Tigerville Road.
About to pull right into Gaffney. This thing is working great. So, all right, well, listen, go on in there and get you some vittles, bud. I know you've been burning a lot of calories trying to work on that car and keep everything else going. And before you go, how's your mom?
They have some sort of virus. They are really sick. And an MD friend of ours has been going over and checking on them and taking them medicine and stuff, so they haven't had to leave the house. But Mother came down with it Thursday and was losing her lunch and all this kind of stuff. I mean, she was sick. And I didn't leave, and, you know, I stayed with her from Thursday to Saturday. I didn't leave till Saturday morning, and I still didn't get it and still haven't. So, but we can't track down that it's food transferred because we ate the same things, but she and Dale are doing a little bit better, but they're moving slow.
Okay. Well, tell them I'll say a prayer for them, and I'll be thinking about them, so. All right, well, listen, you get in there and have some fun. I'll talk to you soon, bud. KN4, VWA, 73.
Don't give up.